Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Lang Made Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Lang Made in Sebewing across from Luke's Market. The two-vehicle crash was reported at approximately 12:16 p.m. on June 19, 2026, along North Van Dyke Road. According to the incident report, both vehicles were traveling northbound when one vehicle changed lanes and struck the other. The first vehicle sustained damage to the right front side, while the second vehicle received damage to the rear left side. The drivers were identified only as an adult woman in her 20s and an adult woman in her 70s. Authorities reported that no injuries occurred and both vehicles remained drivable after the collision. The investigation was completed at the scene and no additional information was immediately available. And Michigan lawmakers have advanced legislation that would prohibit the sale of foods made with several artificial colorings and chemical additives if it becomes law. The House approved measure targets ingredients including brominated vegetable oil, propylparaben, and synthetic dyes such as red number 40, blue number 1, blue number 2, green number 3, and yellow number 6. Supporters say the proposal is aimed at reducing exposure to additives found in some processed foods and beverages. The restrictions would take effect January 1, 2029, unless federal action removes the ingredients sooner. The bill now moves to the House Michigan Senate, Committee on Regulatory Reform for further review. When we come back from this Farmers Insurance sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
This is Amanda Lane-Made, agent owner here at Farmers Insurance in Sebewing. I know there's a lot going on these days. As a farmer's agent, I understand what you're going through, and I am here to help. Whatever your specific needs may be, I'd be happy to walk you through the process so you can get back to what you really care about. Because with times like this, you should be able to focus on what really matters. I'm ready to help you choose the best insurance options for what you personally need.
To learn more about the best insurance for your budget, call Amanda Langmaid of Farmers Insurance in Sebewing, 989-704-3409, 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Croswell City officials have provided an update on recent construction projects. The city is aware of problems with the Croswell Road construction and the issues are being worked on with the contractor, the city's engineers, and city staff. Because of the issues, the city is not accepting the roadway work until all of the issues have been resolved. In addition, there are other projects going on in the community. Water and sewer mains are being replaced along South Flower Street, and curbs will be installed there in 2 weeks. The streets of Croswell, Pack, Stevenson, Truman, and Gage will get the second paving in about 2 weeks. Sidewalks are in the process of being poured on the streets of Pack, Stevenson, Truman, Gage, and Croswell Avenue. Also, asphalting will be done in Riverbend Park this coming Friday or Saturday of this week. The kayak company will be here to install the kayak launch in Riverbend Park, and all of the work is weather dependent, and contractors are aware of the Pioneer Day celebration coming in July. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market.